Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to online worship. This is Renee Antrozio, pastor at New Covenant Fellowship, where I have been honored to participate in our Reparations Committee under the leadership of Chair Jeff Trask. The work of repairing the world involves every aspect of our lives: relationships, finances, earth care, health care, and systems of all kinds. Today, we are honored to have Mari Hunt Wasink teach about the need for repair in the areas of Black agriculture and land ownership. Our thinking about land is first grounded in stories of creation, God's liberation of the earth to produce and bring forth. And we are reminded of the Lord's instructions to Israel about how to live with the land, to give it a sabbatical rest every seventh year and return it to original owners in Jubilee years, systems of redistribution that would counteract the tendency for wealth to become increasingly concentrated in some families while others had less and less. In my elementary school, we cheerfully sang the Woody Guthrie song, "This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me." With little to no recognition of how white settlers and the American government took this land from the first inhabitants, displacing and destroying indigenous cultures, cutting them off from their land and livelihood. So when we talk about repair and the ways Black Americans were not given equal access to the land and other inequities and racial harm, we will first acknowledge the peoples who came before us and their relationship to the land that we now often claim to own. So for this, I am borrowing the land statement of First Mennonite Church in Urbana. As part of a commitment to unlearning and dismantling the doctrine of discovery, we recognize and acknowledge that we gather on the lands of the Kickapoo, Piankasha, Peoria, and Potawatomi nations. These nations endured a forced removal, and the lands continue to carry the stories of these nations and their struggles for survival and identity. My prayer today for all of us listening is that our hearts and minds would be open to learning how to better love God, who brought forth this land, to care for it as an expression of God's body, and to love our neighbors as ourselves through repairing access to cultivation and equitable distribution of the incredible resource and home that we call land. Amen.